A federal appeals court has thrown out the convictions of two black men accused in the stabbing death of a Jewish rabbinical student during the 1991 riots in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. The appeals court ordered a new trial for the two defendants. It said that attempts by the trial judge to create a racially balanced jury went beyond constitutionally acceptable methods. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The case goes back to August 19, 1991, when a car driven by a Jewish man from the Lubavitch community hit and killed 7-year-old Gavin Cato. Hours later, a group of young black men shouting, "Get the Jew," broke windows, looted stores, and stabbed a bystander, 29-year-old Yankel Rosenbaum, a rabbinical student from Australia. He died shortly thereafter. Riots continued for several days and received worldwide attention. Lemerick Nelson was charged with the murder of Rosenbaum, but he was acquitted in state court. But in 1997, Nelson, along with Charles Price, was convicted in a federal court of violating Rosenbaum's civil rights. Nelson was sentenced to 19 and a half years in prison. Now the decision by the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturns these convictions. The 109-page opinion says the judge, David Traeger, attempted to create a racially balanced jury and used methods that were not only highly unusual, they were improper and unconstitutional. Whatever its motivation, the opinion said, it is impermissible in light of the court's special commitment to equal protection. The court apparently retained a Jewish juror who expressed doubts about his ability to be objective and switched an alternate juror with a regular juror to achieve balance. James Newman, Lemerick Nelson's defense lawyer, said Judge Traeger had the best intentions.
He was mindful of the Rodney King episode and how that verdict caused a lot of controversy. And so he felt that if we have a jury which has enough Jews and enough African-Americans, then the verdict will be accepted by the community. He had the best of intentions, but it's not constitutional to reject jurors or put jurors, potential jurors, into a jury just because of their race or religion.
U.S. Attorney Alan Weingrad, reacting to the decision, said it's clear that the court accepted the legal theory underlying the prosecution and believed there was sufficient evidence to prove that the defendants were guilty of violating Yankel Rosenbaum's civil rights.
I'm disappointed that the court has overturned the defendant's convictions on the ground that there were errors in the jury selection process. The Department of Justice remains committed to seeing to it that justice is done in this case and is currently reviewing all available options for ensuring that this goal is achieved.
After the decision, Isaac Abraham, who has long been a spokesperson for the Rosenbaum family in Melbourne, Australia, and for Yankel's brother, Norman Rosenbaum, held a news conference on the steps of the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse. He described Norman Rosenbaum's reaction to the decision.
His first question was to me, how am I going to tell my parents?
But Abraham said that Rosenbaum understood the legal system.
He said there is a chance, the way the system works, that you can't play around by selecting jury.
And does he think the system is messed up then?
No, he does not think the system is messed up. He thinks the judge messed up. And he made it very clear that the judge messed up.
At the time of the trial, in 1997, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York was Zachary Carter, and the case was considered by many to be one of his biggest tests. Now a partner at the law firm of Dorsey & Whitney, Carter says this is a very long opinion. There's much to digest. There are three different opinions. Only two argue for a new trial. So there are many options for the prosecution.
Well, you can move for rehearing before this panel. You can move for rehearing before the entire Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And, of course, it can be an appeal to the United States Supreme Court.
Whatever happens, rehearing, an appeal to the Supreme Court, a new trial, no one expects it to happen soon. Last August, Norman Rosenbaum, Yankel Rosenbaum's brother, met with the father of Gavin Cato, the young child who was killed. It was, by all accounts, a deeply emotional and moving meeting. There has been an enormous amount of work by Jews and African Americans in the Crown Heights community, and many believe there has been some real healing. Isaac Abraham said last night, this decision doesn't change that. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.